This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The fact that former President Obama blamed Great Britain's former Prime Minister David Cameron for turning Libya into a show back in 2016, and when Obama called Mitt Romney a bullshitter, Rolling Stone backed the statement, saying the halls of the White House have heard no shortage of profanity over the decades. But Trump's whole comment has been morphed into vile and racist by the left, hell-bent on destroying their own credibility and any progress on their coveted DACA deal.
And the only thing I regret from all of this, other than I think some people in the media have gone completely bonkers with, you know, just ad hominem on the president, but what I regret is I do want to see an immigration compromise,
right.
And you can't have an immigration compromise if everybody's out there calling the president a racist.
In his tweets and his interviews and his public statements just Tuesday, when we had the large meeting in the cabinet room, he repeatedly insists that we need to move to a skills-based system.
But you were in the room where it happens. So you're saying in that room you didn't hear any of this sort of lumping everybody together. Is that what you're saying?
I did not hear derogatory comments about individuals or persons. No.
Okay.
I mean, Trump and his people will play that, you know, as if he's being attacked. That's the price we pay for doing good, down-the-middle, honest journalism when we have someone like this in the White House.
As living in calling this country shitholes.
Remember, we're all shitholers.
That was considered a shithole. People from shithole countries.
All the countries of Africa are shitholes.
These people from shithole countries come.
This shithole is shithole.
Shithole countries.
Whole countries come here.
People who come from shitholes for coming from shithole countries.
From the shitholes of night of the shitholes
are from shithole countries.
Listen, we are all shitholers, arm in arm.
And you probably come from a shithole.
Your mouth is the foulest shithole in the world.
It's not about countries. It's not about shitholes and a shithole immigrant.
And you have no argument. The fact that he's going to get a deal done on DACA, that he's trying to get a comprehensive immigration reform done in a way that Obama couldn't, in a way that Bush couldn't. But you know what? President Trump is going to get that done. But
hang on,
the political
guys.
Left is going immediately to the personal.
Hang on, one second, because we just heard from the president.
This isn't about you and me. You can't even sit there and watch the president's own words without calling John Berman and New Day ridiculous, because you don't even have the face to be able to look at his own words. This program isn't putting words in his mouth. They're quoting him. That's him on video.
Anna,
those are
you're
his
melting.
Words. He
you're
has
melting,
been a racist
Anna.
His entire life. Oh, no, I'm not melting. I'm not a snowflake.
He thinks the United States should instead bring more people from countries like Norway. You know what I'm saying? Norwegian people. You catch my drift. People with blonde hair who need a lot of sunscreen. You get what I'm saying? I'm saying I'm a racist. Are you getting that part?
The president is a white supremacist. We heard in Charlottesville our president is a terrorist sympathizer, and our president is a clear and present danger to non-white people in America. It's that simple. There's no reason to pretend that that's not what's going on.
If this is not a president who's lost his step mentally, if this is not a president in the early stages of dementia, that can't control some of the things that he blurts out of his mouth.
If you take Charlottesville and his blessing and love of or kinship with understanding there are nice Nazis out there, if we take his implied support of a pedophile, and now if we take this additional very clear racist thing, he's an evil man. You know, we don't talk about that a lot. We talk about he's insane and he's crazy and he's this. That's evil.
And we would rather have Democrats really push as hard as possible to make sure that the bill is included there, that we don't have to, you know, we don't have to do this. We don't have to mess with a visa lottery system. We don't have to do any of that. These policies are rooted in racism, white supremacy, and we can see that, and we just saw that right now.
If Americans buy into this Democratic psyop and vote more of these slanderous Democrats into the House in the midterms, then the show, as Obama calls it, will surely begin. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in info. InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday edition. Stephen Segal just spent the whole last hour with us. He is, of course, back with us, going as long as he'd like to. And I was just thinking during the break about the whole Me Too movement. Whenever I told the story about being out in Hollywood on multiple occasions and having male producers grab my genitals as some bizarre rite of passage, and I'd tell them, watch out before I knock you upside the head, the leftist media made jokes about it. Just like you've got Oprah Winfrey, according to women, bringing women to Harvey Weinstein, telling them that it was safe. They felt like she was basically, trying to pimp them out. You have Oprah in photos sticking her tongue in his ear, all over him, and then defending him. You've got Meryl Streep defending Roman Polanski, raping a 13-year-old girl anally. I hate to have to get into all of this, but on Martin Luther King Day, the point is these people are covering up the real crimes that are going on by trying to lead the very, very movement that should be basically indicting them, probably criminally, according to all the witnesses of Weinstein raping people. But it's the same thing on the false flags of racism. There's real racism. White people can be racist, black people, you name it. Asians can be racist. But most of us really care about each other, and I want to have a community of humanity. I want to move forward. I don't need to play race cards. That, you know, we adopted my sister from South Korea, and I love her just like my own blood. And then I get called a Nazi with no evidence by Tom Brokaw, and my lawyers just called me last week, and they said the statute of limitations is coming up. You ready to file that lawsuit? And it looks like I'm going to have to because I just can't put up with the crap anymore. But just like there's real racism going on, there's so much fake poop swastikas, fake cross burnings, the thing at the Air Force Academy. They're reporting that over 99% of the modern race hate crimes that go on are now turning out to be false flags by the left to invoke race in this country and get us all at each other's throats. Just like the documents that came out last week that they haven't denied from the Soros group trying to fund Antifa to cause riots in 2015 to trigger nationwide race war so that Obama could have martial law. And those documents came out. And they have full-page ads now calling for the same stuff in the New York Times. So this is grave. And what Stephen Segal is talking about and what the Patriots and U.S. intelligence have asked us to come on air and talk about, this is serious. And we are striking back and we are exposing the fact that the left is invoking race. The left is invoking sexism and all this as a smokescreen for their own activities and to turn us all against each other in a divide and conquer strategy. So Stephen Segal joins us. But I mean, obviously, you follow the news every time, it seems, somebody writes racist stuff on a dorm or somebody burns a cross in a yard. It turns out the left is doing it. That's like when the Jewish cemeteries were getting vandalized, the Jewish centers. Trump said, hey, this is probably staged. And they went, oh, you're an anti-Semite, even though he loves Jews and loves Israel and his daughter's married to prominent Orthodox Jewish man, Jared Kushner. I mean, it's just insane when they sit there and they use all this and then they continue to get caught. So with your background and also in law enforcement and all of it, I mean, it's clear they're trying to do this. Do you think it's working, and what can you add to that?
Well, I mean, you know, unfortunately, it is working in the sense that, and I'm going to go back to this and repeat myself, once these people figured out a way to control most of Hollywood and control most of the press, this became a crippling blow to America, because at that point, nobody knows the truth anymore. Nobody knows what's real and what's not. Our press is highly censored and highly manipulated. Our news is highly censored and highly manipulated. And so when you have a situation like that, when the average citizen in the United States of America doesn't really know what's true and what's not, they have to develop a real special kind of savvy, by reading between the lines. And we're in a situation now where I can't think of any news network that is really telling the truth all the time. Can you?
No, I can't. And that's why they're just so scared of Drudge Report or InfoWars or an individual like you, because they don't like what we're saying, because we're simply pointing the elephant out in the room.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of other ways. We were talking this weekend, your book, your novel, The Way of the Shadow Wolves, The Deep State and the Hijacking of America. I mean, that's exactly what's happening. I've ordered the book. I haven't read it yet. I noticed that it went to close to number one on Amazon, and then suddenly, and this has been in the news, they do this, they put fake reviews up on the top and remove your good reviews and basically drive them down and remove your stars. Well, they admit Netflix does this to people they don't like. I mean, they're just rigging everything.
Yeah, we caught them doing that. We had all these great reviews that were with what we call verified purchases. And all of a sudden, one night, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks after the book had come out, between 3 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the morning, there were 30 bad reviews that came out at the same time. And then we knew. And right after that, they started doing that. They started setting up a situation where all of our good reviews that were from verified purchases were being pushed down to the bottom, and all the bad reviews were glaringly right out front. And then I figured out, what was happening right away.
It's amazing. And then again, I don't know if you're familiar with this or know this, but, I mean, literally almost every night on the so-called comedy shows, they attack you viciously and attack your book, you name it. I mean, it's so transparent. I mean, I know it's probably rough on you. It happens to me too. But isn't it deep down kind of a something that you're honored to know that these really bad people don't like you, Steven Seagal?
Well, it's kind of like Joe Arpaio once said to me. I remember we were searching for a very, very bad guy, and nobody could find him. And I found this guy and, was able to arrest him. He sat down with a private conversation, and he said to me, "Stephen, I know all these people are coming for me. I know they hate me. But," he said, "you know me very well. You know what I am." And he said, "but all these people that hate me, whether they win or lose and crucify me or derailing me or kicking me out, I want you to know that many of this ilk of people who hate me, I consider a badge of honor."
Absolutely. And the cowards that go along with the mainstream media and are intimidated by this, they don't know what it's like to actually be in the arena. And, you've been a guy in the arena, and again, I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. People that are willing to go up against Hollywood, go up against the media, that's what it's all about. And that's the type of trailblazing that allows us to even have any type of civilization. I think we're starting to turn the tide, though. Globally, nationalism, sovereignty, mainstream media is in trouble. Hollywood's falling apart. I mean, I think we're seeing the beginning of the death throes here.
I mean, like I said, it's now going to be two-way traffic, because nobody thinks, paying somebody to lie is legal. There is some stuff that we're looking at that we think is criminal. And by the way, treason is criminal. So we are investigating everybody now. Those people who about, oh, they're investigating this and that, and they're accusing me of, a myriad of different things. We're investigating them now. And when I say we, I'm not talking about little people. So all these people who have been lying because they got money, and all these people who have been paid to lie, you know what, man? It's two-way traffic now. There is a movement, and that movement is not just in America, it's all over the world. There are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, I think it's hundreds of thousands of people, who really, really, really get it, what these people have done to America.
Oh, I think it's tens of millions just in the United States and globally. That's what they really fear is the global leadership. People like yourself and Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump just promoting sovereignty, promoting free market, promoting coming together. I mean, that's all Trump does. And then they take things out of context. They lie. They just do anything they can to try to stop us getting control of our nations again. We've got more straight ahead. I've got even other key questions with the one, the only, Stephen Segal. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Out there that I can say are my peers when it comes to going through the meat grinder of Hollywood and the globalists and the lies they spew. And I know for a fact they've had PIs and so-called journalists living in Austin for 2 years going around trying to find somebody to make something up. And by the grace of God, they haven't been successful. But when you experience this and you experience them trying to make you an example to scare all the sheeple, and then you see other people that are being persecuted, you respect people that have skin in the game, and they become folks that are right there in the trenches with you. And when they demonized me and said I work for Russia in House Intelligence Committee and defense meetings, and they had to have kooks come in, leftist, policy wonk, not even real CIA people, not covert action people, but policy wonks, leftist foundation types, coming in and saying, Jones has got to be stopped, shut Jones down. You've seen the hearings. And then there's no proof. I've never been to Russia. I'd like to go. But at the same time, it made me pay more attention to Russia and really hear what Putin says and watch these three-hour press conferences he gives. And I'm like, man, that guy's really smart. He says the things that really make sense. And he's trying to promote the family and tax cuts for people that have children. And he's promoting Christianity. And he's shutting down the Soros foundations that are openly trying to overthrow their nation and trying to subvert their children. And that's what we should be doing. My God, we have Soros documents where they're trying to cause race war and martial law. You see what they're doing. These people are incredible dirtbags. And that's why I'm here today standing up against this garbage, because it covers up for the real racism. It covers up for the real sexual abuse that goes on. And it's a bunch of pedophiles in Hollywood trying to cover their butts right now because they know there's an awakening. They know we're angry. They know we're upset. And they want to direct us in on ourselves. But I'm telling them, you see nationalism rising, you see humanity awakening, and as Steven Seagal said, it's a two-way street now, and the sleeping giant has awoken. Steven, I know you've got a lot to say, and a lot of points we haven't gotten to yet, but just recapping all of this, let's get into Vladimir Putin and why they fear him so much, and why do they hate Trump so much as well, from your research and also personal knowledge.
Well, I mean, I'll just give an example. Don't you think it's interesting that with ISIS, for example, do you think, I mean, ISIS is almost annihilated now. Who do you think did that? And how do you think it got done? And how many billions of dollars was spent doing it? I mean, 90% of getting rid of ISIS, as far as I know, was Russia and Vladimir Putin. Am I wrong?
It's probably over 90%.
Yeah, exactly, 99%. So, you know, those people who are worried about their way of life and their religion and the way they live and it being protected from people who are slaughtering women and children and Muslims and Christians and anyone, anywhere they can. You know, there's one man who did more to annihilate them than anybody, and that's Vladimir Putin and Russia. And so I just wonder, you know, what it is that people, what do they want to believe when they're being told all these things about him that are negative? I mean, the fact of the matter is, somebody, I forget who it was, they said, yeah, Vladimir Putin is this kind of a terrible, rotten person. I mean, let's face it, he was head of the KGB. Oh, that's right. That must make him terrible. And wasn't George Bush head of the CIA? So what's the difference? You know what I mean? It's just hilarious how these people think.
Well, continue, because you're a humble guy, but you're really good friends with Putin. And, you know, if Putin was promoting communism and Putin was anti-Christian, and he was promoting radical Islam, I mean, Europe is openly flooding itself with 80% military-age men, 10 million plus. They want to bring in another 10 million. And Eastern Europe and Putin, because they got invaded so much during the jihads, and, of course, the Crusades were a response to that, that now he's the bad guy when it's... Until Trump came along, it's only been Putin standing up to radical Islam.
Those are my words exactly. I mean, I think that's what I just said. And, you know, I literally talk to people on the street or wherever I go. Sometimes people say, well, you know, Russia, I mean, you can walk down the street and you can be kidnapped immediately. And it's this dangerous place where there are goats running down the street and people, you know, still, using horse and buggy. It's like, wow, you know, there's this kind of propaganda, and the propaganda is actually working. The fact of the matter is, you know, Russia's a very, very educated country. They have some of the best medical education in the world. They are very, very cultured. They have some of the best musicians in the world. They have the Bolshoi Ballet, probably the best ballerinas in the world. They have amazing medical system. They are very educated, very, very nice, polite people. Russia is one of the nicest places you could ever go. And some of the best scientists. And we can all benefit from this friendship, because if Russia and America get together and become brothers, there's no stopping us. We can be, you know, a force in the world and have the greatest security and the greatest peacemaking capability on Earth. And that's all I've ever tried to do, and for that I'm being demonized, you know, so it's funny.
Listen, I know you don't want to wade into a whole other fight, but we know what's really going on. We talked about geopolitically, China has bought up Hollywood. It's bought up most of the companies. It's China trying to censor things. It's China manipulating things through the Democratic Party particularly. And that's the real wedge there. People think China and Russia are close. That's actually historically not the case. So for people that don't understand geopolitically, who wants this wedge, can you give people your perspective, not on the Chinese people, but on the Chinese communist leadership?
Well, I mean, they are brilliant strategists, as you know, some of the best in the world. And when they do strategy and look at geopolitical strategy, they don't, like some people in some countries, they don't look at today or tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. For a long, long time, they're looking 50 years ahead, 100 years ahead, 200 years ahead. And they've come up with a genius strategy, which is basically the point that they're at right now. They have tremendous assets, tremendous financial assets, and tremendous financial power. And basically their strategy is to buy into everything and own everything they can. Therefore, they feel that at this point they will be able to control what they own, and rightfully so. I'm not condemning them or anything else. I'm just saying that they're brilliant strategists and have set up a situation where they are able to enter into any of the countries out there, the world, almost any, and do very, very well because of their strategy.
That's right, and now they've bought up most of our debt. They've got 97% of rare earth minerals. I mean, you talk about who's taking us over. The point is, it's not Russia, it's China. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the final segment with Steven Seagal. He's been on with us for, an hour and a half or so. And again, I have been through some of the same stuff he's been through. I've experienced it. I sit there and I watch the news. I watch comedy shows. They attack me. Then they attack Steven in order. And we've shown you the clips. We'll show some more clips of it.
One voice of calm in these troubled times is right-wing radio host and furious cashew Alex Jones.
We'll be right back with funny man Steven Seagal.
And then I've got patriots in the Pentagon, patriots in other agencies that are like, listen, you got to just got to deal with this. I mean, you're under attack. We're under attack by a group that has been using pedophilia and other sex crimes to blackmail and control, just like they took over the Vatican. And that's turned out the last pope had to step down because of blackmail. And then the deputy pope just got arrested for trafficking 100 kids. But that gets almost no coverage. And then stuff from 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, with no proof. I mean, you got Gloria Allred with her client admitting she, made up the signature or the date on the annual that she added it. I mean, it's crazy what these people have been caught in. So, Steven Seagal, maybe you've got some Aikido metaphors or other things, but you were just talking about the audience and the crew and the people and how we're in a revolution, against this. And I really kind of a call to arms politically. So please repeat what you were saying, because we have these great conversations, obviously, off air. Here in closing, just what you want folks to know and understand.
Well, I mean, as I said earlier, we were really blessed in the sense that recently a very, very big handful of very powerful people, high up in the government, high up in the intelligence community, also people with billions of dollars, are coming in and fighting with us. They're helping us get on the deep web. They're helping us find out everything we need to know about people who are paying people to lie and trying to crucify people that have absolutely nothing to do with what they're saying. And, the one thing that they kept saying to me is, now it's two-way traffic. And even though these lawyers and some of the people who've been paid to lie think, oh, well, my lawyer will protect me and I'm not doing anything criminal. Well, most of what they're doing is not criminal, but it looks like we may be finding some criminal activity. And so it's two-way traffic now. And we are investigating them. And we're already finding that some of the people that are writing articles and some of the people that are paying people are pedophiles themselves and involved in a lot of the illegal activity with these different secret rings that we are now looking at. So guess what? We are investigating you now, and it's not going to stop. We are coming after you.
Wow. And that's the thing is, from our sources, but also the research, it's also clear, look at the news, they did not want us to get together. That's why they've been preemptively demonizing, attacking, and, it's just crazy that you've been trying to get in touch with me, I've been trying to get in touch with you for a long time, and we're both so busy and have so many contacts that it kind of gets lost like a needle in a haystack, but I know talking that what they fear is now happening. And anytime you want to come on the broadcast, it's an open door. And I'm just very honored to have you here. And it was great talking to your wife earlier and your great family. And I think just in closing, when they attack us, they attack due process. They attack all of your rights. And they're attacking our children, aren't they, Stephen? I mean, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm just repeating things that I wrote notes this weekend. But would you like to speak about, you're a human being. You have a family. And they're not just attacking you with these lies.
Let me tell you something that I haven't told you. The person who wrote this article on this woman who I don't believe ever met me, who can't even produce a picture of me, can't even say where I really lived 25 years ago or whatever, this person contacted my children. So to me, that's war. And he also told one of my producers that he wants to make sure that my movies don't come out. So that means he wants to kill my children because he doesn't want me to be able to feed my children. So you want war, you got war.
That's what I never get, is these people attack and attack and attack, and then we go after them, and then they freak out. It's like, well, what do you expect us to do, morons?
You, Alex, and me, we will never do anything illegal, but you know what? We don't have to. We don't have to do anything illegal to be able to put people in jail or expose them to the world. And guess what? It's in the works. It's in the works.
Well, it's amazing, and I don't like the Snoop system, and I don't like the whole deal, but, the patriots of the government have access to all these systems, and they know everything about me, and they know that I'm a person that really means what I'm saying, and I've been through a lot, and I'm not whining about it. They've tried to destroy me, and they've literally tried to take my children from me, and they've literally said, you back off, and you throw Trump under the bus, and all the pressure stops, buddy, and you'll have your big Hollywood job, everything else. Well, I already turned down the money years ago. I did it all, and I'm not bragging. I'm just letting the listeners know this isn't a movie. This is the real world. We're doing it. We're talking the talk. We're walking the walk, and we're having an effect. But your prayers, your support out there, listeners and viewers, no matter what color you are, where you came from, we're all in this together, and they're scared of what Trump's doing. They're scared of what Putin's doing. They're scared of what we're doing. There's no truth to the Russian collusion. The only truth is Russia is escaping from the same globalist nightmare, and any of us that have goodwill are the enemy, because we're not like Weinstein. We're not like Oprah Winfrey, part of her big eugenics cult she's in, you know, meeting at the Cold Springs Harbor facility, meeting with the Rockefellers. I mean, pull up mainstream news to depopulate the earth. I mean, these are sick, sick, sick people. And so I'm honored to be hated by them. I'm not saying I'm a hero. I'm saying we're in this fight now. It's real. Steven Seagal, the book, again, is The Way of the Shadow Wolves, the Deep State, and the Hijacking of America. Just like they can take it from 5 stars down to 3, our listeners can go read it and put it right back up there, I guess, until, you know, they pull something else. But it's just an ongoing fight. None of us are going to save the world together. I mean, none of us are going to save the world by ourselves, but we are going to be able to save the world together if we take action. We got about a minute and a half left, and just anything else you'd like to add?
Well, very simply that we are family people. We are men of God. We are people who bow down to the great people, not only in America, but in America and around the world, who serve our country, who serve God and are about protecting our countries, our children, and our way of life. This is all we're trying to do, and we should not be punished for that.
I've got one last question, just because all the stuff that's been going on the last 3 days, we've been talking, and the sources and the people we both mutually know and others. You know, you've obviously gone out and been a deputy and been on all these raids and, you know, have served your country. The media makes fun of that because they're evil and because they invert reality. But I know huge movie stars and you know, you've been at the top of the box office, number one movies many times. People like you get recruited as ambassadors when you go overseas by different agencies. And I've been told that, but I got a sneaking suspicion, Steven Seagal, that you've done more than what you've even said here when they make fun of your service to the country.
I'm going to remain silent on that and say thank you for your support.
All right. Thank you so much, Steven Seagal. We're going to go to break. I'm going to say bye to you here. I know it's late over there in Asia where you are. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate Steven Seagal spending so much time with us today. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we need your support. We've got big specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, they will be able to shut us down, cut our sponsors off, and sue us into the ground. But because of you, like the Phoenix, we are reborn and rebuilt every day. So we need your commitment. We're committed to you. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there today. Water filters, non-GMO heirloom seeds, the best air purifiers, the best supplements, Patriot apparel. We need your financial support. But whatever you do, pray for us and spread the articles and the videos. It makes the globalists so upset as they try to censor and control civilization and society. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the extended uncensored interview, actually hearing from Steven Seagal. I don't think he's ever done an interview like this, and this was destiny to happen. So I want to thank the Patriots and the Pentagon and the CIA and everybody that are Patriots on the inside for getting through all the obstacles and making sure that we got connected so we could fight for this republic. There's a war going on for the future of the world, not just America. Join us, the White Hats, today. We can turn this whole...
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've got Jack Posobiec closing out the fourth hour. Huge interview with Steven Seagal that got played earlier. I hope everybody really enjoyed that and everything he had to say, all the things that he was able to reveal. Well, it's happened again, folks. The mainstream media is attacking yours truly. All weekend, the attacks have been coming article after article after article. And what did I do? What happened, you say? Why did the mainstream media feel the need to write all of these articles attacking Jack Posobiec, former Navy intelligence officer, everything else that I do to fight for our freedom in this country? Well, I had the audacity to get retweeted again by the President of the United States. That's right. So late on Saturday, I'm sitting at home with Tanya, and I get my phone starts blowing up. I said, what's going on? What's everything going on here? And what happened was the President of the United States, again, went to my Twitter account, saw something that I had tweeted up, and I'll walk you through that in a second, and decided to retweet it out to his millions of followers to let people know the truth. Because, folks, the President of the United States, President Trump, he is watching us. He is watching what we're saying. He's watching what we're writing. He's gotten direct line to us. And when he sees something that we're putting out there, when we tell you we have sources, when we tell you that we're talking to people at the highest levels, there you go. There's your proof positive. President of the United States. So what was the retweet? What was it all about? Well, what he retweeted was something about Dick Durbin. Now, Dick Durbin, earlier in the week, and we've got a video here for you, he said that the president was a racist for using the term chain migration in terms of the DACA debate. So I think we've got that clip, and let's play it up here. What Senator Dick Durbin said about the president using a racist term, chain migration, according to Mr. Durbin.
When it came to the issue of, quote, chain migration, I said to the president, do you realize how painful that term is to so many people? African Americans believe that they migrated to America in chains. And when you speak about chain migration, it hurts them personally. He said, oh, that's a good line.
Now, this is Dick Durbin, the same person who once referred to U.S. troops as Nazis. To this day, whenever someone brings up that guy's name to me, that scumbag, I always remember the fact that he referred to the U.S. military as Nazis. But it got me to thinking. Chain migration has been a term that's been around for years and years. So I went to the C-SPAN archive, and sure enough, look who I found using the term chain migration just a few years ago.
The DREAM Act would not allow what is known as chain migration. In fact, DREAM Act students would have very limited ability to sponsor their family members for legal status.
So right there, you've got it. Dick Durbin himself using the term that he claims was completely a racist invention of Donald Trump. Maybe Trump got the term from Dick Durbin himself. So when I put that tweet out on Saturday afternoon, the president down at Mar-a-Lago saw that and said, you know what? Boom. That's a retweet, because it was just too good, because we caught him. We completely caught him. We got it. Liar, liar, pants on fire with this guy, Dick Durbin. Now he's calling the president a racist. And I'd like to show another story that came out that the mainstream media completely isn't touching on today. Today, Martin Luther King Day, of course, but the media is spending it calling Trump a racist. However, the president actually just won a Medal of Bravery, believe it or not, from the Afghanistan people. The people of Afghanistan just awarded our president a Medal of Bravery for calling out Pakistan and their harboring of terrorism and everything that they've done to support these groups or facilitate these groups. Of course, we know that Osama bin Laden was harbored in Pakistan, not far from one of their military academies, right in Abbottabad. So the Afghan people just awarded a bravery medal to our president. Not exactly something that you hear from a racist. Actually, he's awarded by the Afghan people. You know what's funny is because they gave Barack Obama the Nobel Peace Prize for doing nothing, President Trump receives awards from actually the people of Afghanistan, not the United Nations, not these global elites, not the Nobel Committee. No, the people of Afghanistan just awarded him a medal. But you're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear that on CNN. You're not going to hear that on MSNBC. You may not even hear it on Fox, because no one is covering this story. It's a monumental, historic occasion, because the Afghanistan people, believe me, they were not big fans of Barack Obama, and they were not big fans of George W. Bush. They're fans of President Trump, because for the first time, he's standing up to Pakistan instead of shelling billions and billions of U.S. dollars over there. Now, one other story that I wanted to hit on, because I'm a lot of time today, is not been mentioned by so much of the mainstream media. Finally, Fox picked it up over the weekend. Late yesterday, they got to it. So this guy, Moby, this, he's like a singer. He's like a DJ. He does a bunch of stuff. I thought he was Beck. I couldn't tell the difference between him and Beck. He claims that the CIA told him to go on social media and post about Trump and Russia. He states that he has friends, he has contacts within the CIA, and that they urged him to go onto his social media, to use his platforms on Facebook, on Twitter, etc., to go and talk about Trump and Russia. So this whole Trump-Russia line that they gave him, they said, this is a CIA plant operation that we now know they're using our celebrities. And how many times on InfoWars have we talked about the CIA being in bed with Hollywood, using Hollywood celebrities? Well, here's a direct link. Here's a direct link to one of them actually admitting that he's colluding with the CIA to push the Trump-Russia story. Actually, later on in the comments, he even stated, if you go back to the post that he put up, he even said that there is a plan to get rid of Trump. So he's out there. CIA Moby said he went to Washington, D.C. to hang out with his friends who work in the government, and later said there are plans, he called them right-wing plans, to get rid of Trump. And he heard this from the CIA. So we've been talking about this, and so many news agencies aren't going to cover this. So many are hiding it up. I'm glad that Fox did. I'm so glad that Fox did. Because here is proof, folks. Here is proof of the deep state. Here is proof of how they work. They fly him out to Washington, D.C. They say, hey, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a party. And while they're at they don't walk into his office and hand him a stack of, you know, documents and say, you need to tweet all these things about Trump. No, it's not like that. It's you make friends with them. You befriend them. You read these celebrities. You ply them with alcohol, with drugs, women, whatever it is. And then through the course of your conversation, you mention, you know, by the way, you've got a really big social media platform. A lot of people listen to you. You should really tell them about this Trump-Russia story because that's the key to getting him out of office. He's a Manchurian candidate. He's being controlled by Putin and all of these, this dossier, this fake dossier, the blackmail they've got on him. That's what you've got to tweet about, Moby. And Moby goes, yeah, these are my friends telling me it. They're good people. They're patriots. They work for CIA. There's no way they would tell me something that's wrong. And of course they're going to tell me the truth. I mean, these guys, you know, these guys are CIA agents. Think about it, folks. This is what's going on. This is the social engineering. This is deep state. This is how all of this works. He says he had friends with a few active and former CIA agents over the years that were, quote unquote, concerned, really concerned that Trump was essentially being run as a CIA agent, or excuse me, a Russian agent. So, folks, they call us conspiracy theorists. They call us all every name under the sun for talking about the deep state, for talking about these plots against our president. And yet here is proof. Here is someone who's involved with us that's actually admitting that that's what happens, that CIA agents actually go up to Hollywood celebrities and ask them to speak out against Trump and to build the runway, if you will, for their eventual plan to overthrow the Trump presidency. So now what I said is every time you see a celebrity talking about Trump, every time you see them posting on social media, all of these different things that they're doing, we've got to ask, did the CIA ask you to do this? Did the CIA ask you to tweet this? So if you see it on Twitter, if you see one of these celebrities, just go ahead and ask him. Did the CIA ask you to tweet this the way they asked Moby? Did the CIA or anyone from the government ask you to put up to this? So anytime they're doing an interview, when Eminem goes and does his crazy and terrible, by the way, anti-Trump rants, these are the questions that we have to ask. Is this actually a CIA operation? If you remember Operation Mockingbird, we know that CIA has in the past worked with media organizations to plant domestic stories to a domestic audience to push narratives that they want pushed. It's amazing and it's incredible. These are the stories that we're covering. These are the things that we're working on here in Washington, D.C., where I am, that other media agencies, I guess, just aren't really going to be running with. Now, one of the ways that you can support the work that we're doing is with the new InfoWars Shirt of the Month Club. And this is actually a really cool club. It's a really great idea, and I'm glad that they're finally doing it. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can find it. So you sign up. It's $19.95 a month, and you get a new T-shirt for every month, right? So there's going to be exclusive T-shirts that are only available, right, for people that are going to be in through this store. And Alex Jones is going to sign 10 shirts. I'm not going to tell you which ones. It's like the golden ticket. Now, but 10 shirts at random are going to be signed and sent out. So you might, if you join the InfoWars Shirt of the Month Club, get a signed shirt from Alex himself. And this is the first one that came out, Won't Tread on Me, with the black and red, of course, that classic rattlesnake, the symbol of our country, the symbol of America. This is the way you can help support us. This is the way that you can help support.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.